I was so happy to see you. I remembered the last time. I thought you were definitely flirting with me, and I wasn't sure. This time, I was pretty sure. I was definitely flirting with you. All week, it's just kind of how you get when you're on the road. You're working, you're away from home, and there's this cute girl, and she just keeps talking to you and touching you, like softly, you know? Just any excuse I had to touch you, your shoulders, and just make some kind of contact, and I didn't think it was gonna go anywhere. But it was our last night, and we're all going out for dinner. And we were waiting around for everybody to be done. And you just kept bringing me more wine. So sweet, always so nice. I could tell. You definitely thought I was hot. But fuck, I've been wet this whole time. All day. My arousal level is so high. I can't imagine what that did to you. I can't imagine what my pheromones were giving off, you know? But we all go to dinner and we're having fun and having drinks. After dinner, we're just trying to figure out who's going where, who wants to share a cab. You and I end up sharing an Uber. We figure out how to make two stops. We put in my hotel first, and then yours. We're waiting for the car, and I'm definitely a little tipsy. You kind of feel me press myself up against you. And, I mean, I knew you had a girlfriend. You mentioned it a few times, but you didn't really talk about her that much. Talked about her at dinner, though, when our boss asked you how it was going. So I knew. It was very fresh in my mind. He's not single. But still, it feels good to just tease you a little bit. I didn't think you were gonna do anything. The car shows up. I get in the back seat and slide all the way over to the left side. You come sit in the right side. Close the door. Driver asks us where we're going, and I confirm the name of my hotel. And then we remind her that we're making two stops. All of a sudden, I feel you reach up your arm over, around, you pull me close next to you. It confuses me a little bit because it's the first time you initiated anything. And it feels good. It feels so good just to have your arm around me. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with cuddles in the back of a car. We're talking. You're asking me about my life back home. All of a sudden, you just grab my hand. You place it over your hard cock through your jeans. At first, I'm really shocked because, fuck, what is happening? I can feel your excitement as I stroke it. You just keep talking to me as I'm rubbing your hard cock through your pants. And the driver can probably figure out what's going on. My breath is getting quicker. Your hand on my arm. You reach down and kind of open my t-shirt and you look at my tits and I can tell, fuck, you want this. I don't know how far you're gonna go here, and I don't know what's gonna happen, but shit, it feels so good. And I've been so fucking wet all day, and I need to get filled up with a cock. And I don't know if you're gonna let me, but damn if I'm not gonna try. I keep talking, and I just look at your eyes, and don't break eye contact. Just unbutton your jeans. And with my hand, reach around. Pull out your hard cock. Just start stroking you. I don't know if the driver can see, but I don't really care. I fucking love messing around in the back of cars. Oh, I can see you're surprised that I'm actually taking your cock in my hands, but it feels good, and you don't care. And we talk about how I'm not gonna see you until the next time. It's like 6 months away. And you tell me that next time your girlfriend is coming with you on this trip. And I know as soon as you tell me that you're gonna fuck me. This is your last chance. I bend over. I put your cock in my mouth. Oh, fuck, taste all your pre-cum and you're just wondering how long it's gonna be until the car stops and I get out of my hotel, and then I guess you have a decision to make. I'm taking you deep in my mouth and you just keep talking to me, rubbing my back, playing with my hair, kind of distracting the driver, making it sound like we're still having normal conversation when your cock is in my mouth. Fuck. Oh god, I want you so bad. All of a sudden I notice it's kind of like brighter outside. We've pulled up to the front of my hotel and there's neon lights out and your cock is still in my mouth. The driver tells us where we are and I say thank you. I don't even want to zip you back up, but I do. Because I'm a good girl. I bend over and look around, make sure I have all my things. And then I look at you. I lean over. I whisper in your ear. You're gonna come upstairs and fuck me right now. I think you thought it was over. Just some fun in the backseat of the car. But I'm not done with you. I need your cock. I don't really care that you're not technically single. Because I know you want to fuck me too. I can tell you're thinking about it. You hesitate for just a second. But you just open the door. Get out of the car. Walk around and open my door. You tell the driver we're good. And you grab my hand. And we walk inside. Your hands are all over me now. So we're waiting for the elevator. I haven't even kissed you yet. I get inside. The doors close. push me up against the wall and fucking take me. Just kiss me so deep. Your hands on my tits. Fuck. Feels so good. Fucking feels so good. Feels so good. You start rubbing my pussy through my jeans. And we get to my floor. I fumble around looking for the key card and push open the door to the room and you just push me up against the wall. Take off my shirt. Bite my tits in your mouth. And I, oh god, you want it so bad. It feels so good. You pull down your pants. And your cock, I just drop to my knees and take you in my mouth. I need you so bad. I need this hard cock so badly. I need you to use all my holes and just fill me up because I've been such a good little slut all week. Fucking teasing you. Oh, God. Bend me over this bed and you pull down my pants. You find my dripping wet pussy. You bury your head between my legs. Oh, you've been wanting to taste me all week. You could smell my pussy. You could smell how wet I am and you just want to taste me. You push me back on the bed. Spread my legs open. Pull on your cock a little bit. Making sure you're still hard enough to fuck me because you can't believe this is actually happening. Fucking enter me and fuck me. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. You feel so good inside me, and I wanted this all week. Fuck me hard. Fucking take this pussy. I know how mad you want it. Just take it. Fucking make me come for you. Make me come for you. Oh god, you feel me gripping around your cock? Yeah? You feel me gripping around it? And you're ready to explode and you just can't believe you're fucking me. Oh god. Oh god. I know you want to last, but you're just ready to come inside me, aren't you? Oh, you can barely hold it in. You come. You start coming for me. You start filling me up with your cum. I hear you fucking scream my name. Oh, it feels so good to be filled up like this. Oh, yes. You fall down next to me. Can't believe you just fucked the shit out of me. It was too fast. I didn't get to come. Your job's not done yet. Now you have to make me come. And if you do a good job and make me come, then maybe next time I'll fuck you and your girlfriend. Only if you make me come, though.